fuck that you did this time. I won't be complacent. The dreams I gave up and wasted. A new heart, a new ride. And I'm on fire. My old shit is here tonight. It's my heart.
Valencia 87.9 FM. We're coming back with Lily the Dilly, the great pool bar player. Classic Willie. Come in, though. Go ahead and just bring it in right now.
Okay. I mean, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess?
That was Alex Solis, everybody, straight from the peaks. My boy. My fucking favorite baby boy. You know, by the way, can I just tell a story? I'm going to tell a story right now. Alex is a local boy, born and raised. He went to what high school did you go to? Talk to a different mic, because apparently that one's not working.
Welcome, man.
Yeah, here he is. Ah, oh, there he is.
So the thing is, you went to the one. I got kicked out of a couple of high schools.
You went to Reardon.
What?
I went to Reardon.
You went to Reardon. Now, my first girlfriend when I was in high school.
Wait, are we just going to gloss over that? You got kicked out of.
Hold on a second. We'll get there. My first girlfriend went to Mercy. He went to Reardon. Reardon was an all-boys school in San Francisco, the all-boys school.
Is that where you went? An all-boys school?
It was, yes.
You?
But Mercy was the all-girls school.
Is that Catholic? So you guys went to Catholic?
I mean, I guess they pretended like that was the reason. But let's be real.
The funny thing is like, I...
Into the mic. Come on, you got to.
The funny thing is...
No. Closer.
The funny thing is...
Yes, thank you. No, I'm serious. No, you have to. Right into the mic. Tell the story. I want... No, I'm serious.
Welcome back.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Talking to the mic, Alex, please.
So the thing about...
Yeah.
So the thing about...
The thing about...
Pizza and...
You gotta... Pepperoni is great.
Whatever. I got kicked out a couple
times. You got kicked out.
I got kicked out twice.
Everybody who went to Reardon.
For the same reason?
Everybody I know.
Different reasons?
The first reason I got kicked out was...
Into the mic.
The first reason I got kicked out was...
Into the mic. Keep it there.
The first reason...
Do you hear the difference?
There is a difference.
The first reason I got kicked out was because of grades... And
your big dick.
After I got
your dick
my
was
coach
too big. You were like, yeah, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. But
yeah, I had a rubber band around my thigh because my dick
8 inches.
Was so
fuck. Got it.
They're like, man, your fucking dick's fucking slapping on your fucking thigh way too much.
Do you want to play football or what?
The second time I got back in, my wrestling got back in, are you going to let me fucking talk?
No, not really, dude. Not really.
Fucking Christ, dude. You know what? I am the one. I am here.
What?
You're the one.
Okay.
You are the one, dude.
Do you want me to
so why do
my
you
fucking
get
I'm going to strike Randy, you out, Randy by the Savage. Way. I'm going to strike Savage you out? The fuck out, dude. You have never seen my fucking curveball. You've never seen it. All right. You did not graduate from Reardon.
No, I didn't graduate at all.
From high school?
Honestly, I don't even
see, that's bullshit.
I don't even think I have a fucking ID.
Really?
Hey, so right. Ice, how about this?
Call me.
Come over here. Hey, Ice, God. Come over here.
We're the smartest.
I'm 359 27th Street, 94103. Yeah. Come over here, Ice.
Get at me.
You little bitch ass.
Get at me, Ice.
Hey, you little broke-ass boys. You
what's
that,
up?
Wait.
You need $20,000 that bad?
Okay,
you little bitch-ass, ice-ass boys?
Solas is one of the smartest men I've ever known.
Did you graduate from high school?
Smartest men I've ever known is this motherfucker right
here.
That's good. He trained me.
I got a college degree.
He trained me when I came back to San Francisco.
You got a business degree.
When I came back from Austin, Texas, and I'd been bartending for 9 years in Austin, I came back to the Peaks. Alex trained me, and he was like, yo, here's how it goes. You pour beer like this. I was like, cool, yeah, I've done that. He was like, all right, so, and then you pour a shot like this.
It's not going to work out for you.
It's not going to work out for anybody. He's like, you pour a shot like this. All right, I was like, yeah, I've done that. All right, and he's like, all right. And then a vodka soda, it's like you go vodka, and then you hit the gun, soda, blah, blah. This is how you fucking refill the... you know, the fridge.
Wait,
we got
was the
it.
Peaks your first bartending
great.
Job?
No.
No way, this right?
Is, you haven't listened to the story at
okay,
all, have
okay,
you?
Okay, go. Okay, sorry.
I bartended for like 15 years before this.
Okay.
Then.
No, you didn't.
But then what Alex then was
he
like.
He was a Chuck E. Cheese.
He was like, and then here's the thing. He was like, and then also, you kick these bitches out like this. And I was like, oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
I've never been to the Peaks, but I hear really good things.
It's like
a bar.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. Like,
it's a bar.
It's a bar.
Yeah, we do have alcohol.
There's alcohol there, and it's a bar.
No, it's great.
It's cool.
We work at the hall, and it's also just a bar.
I feel like the hall is different.
We have eight really nice pool tables. Yes, we have eight really nice pool tables. Trish, she knows all about that.
Y'all fucking fight every.
But the Trish comes from Trish. The.
I think it was like the other night.
She comes from the dive bar world, though.
Which one of them? I'll start with the oldest one.
In the mic.
Yeah, I tried to fight an old man.
Listen.
fuck that old man.
Yeah, let's go, dude.
He's about to die. Like, you could just, like...
That's true.
So bossy.
One punch.
That's true.
Put him in his grave.
That's true.
Wait, what did he do, though?
They decided they didn't want to sit at one place, another place. I was like, whatever you want. Wherever you want to relocate. Wherever you land, we're good.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, well, we want to play pool, but not for a half hour. That's not how it fucking works.
No.
Take that table now.
Doesn't work that way.
Rent it. It's not just going to sit there, though. And then they're like, well, can we just put our order in with you? And I have a line out the fucking door. I'm the host. Like, I'm just
you, like,
them.
Smile a little, but you're like,
and
no.
I was like, that sounds fun, but
no.
They gave me a credit card to start a tab. They thought that was... I was like, you know what? I'll let everyone know this is a special table. So, like...
I'll tell
just
you
for
this,
you,
though.
Babe. Just for you. I'm gonna hold up the whole bar just for you.
And, like, you know when you have, like, an asshole at a table?
Yeah, you figure it out.
But
you
like,
figure
it
out, guy.
Like, you're so special.
And, like, their friends look at you like, I'm sorry. Like,
by the way, can I just... Paint a picture. Paint a picture for Radio Land out there.
Oh, can I say?
Trish is wearing pajamas right now.
Like I did last week.
Well, she's wearing a onesie. Mm-hmm. It's not just pajamas.
Yeah.
It's a onesie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
Hello
and
Kitty.
White heart.
Hello Kitty is...
That's a very important part, but there's also like white hearts.
Head. Yeah.
All
the
around
most
it.
Comfy looking pajamas I think I've
I wish
seen.
I was wearing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
There, now I have the hat on.
Also, let me also paint the picture. Kendall over here, huge dick hanging out.
I have the biggest.
It's just
dick.
Swinging. It's just swinging.
I
underneath.
Didn't want to talk about the elephant.
Underneath
it's
the
like
table. It's crazy, dude. It's like
for sure.
Jesus Christ, Kendall. Put
you
the
can't
fucking,
wear shorts. I bet.
I know, you
put
guys are really
away.
Jealous. I know
put
everyone's
the dick
really
away,
jealous,
dude.
But I have the biggest dick of
giant,
anyone.
Massive.
Anyone, massive. Not even in this room. Just
later on in the show, we are going to measure it. That is part of
ever.
That is part of the episode. We are going to I
measure
mean, we're
dicks. Oh, I'll win.
Well, just yours.
Oh, just mine.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna weigh it.
I'm telling you, 10.
We're gonna weigh it, and then we're gonna get like a an inch. And I want millimeters, centimeters. I want the
as
if I was Canadian. I want the whole thing.
So the weather today was
And then Alex. Let me paint the picture for Alex. Solas over here.
Yes.
fucking no beard, skinny as fuck, just like just a tiny little man. Like I've never seen a shorter human being.
I think Alex is probably like 5'1".
Yeah,
5'2" and a half.
Just like a very small man.
You hear his voice; it sounds kind of like a deep like. Normal man voice,
but he's five,
coming out of a tiny little guy,
like 4'9",
a little tiny guy, right?
Like, isn't legally that weird? A midget.
Yeah.
So me and my therapist.
I think literally. I think legally you can call him a midget. Session. I think. Yeah. Tomorrow. I think you're not supposed to say midget anymore, but legally you can.
Sorry, but he is legally a midget.
You can. Yeah, you can with this guy.
With him because he is a.
Yeah, only
a midget,
with this guy.
Though,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just so tiny, dude.
Little teeny tiny. Little teeny tiny man.
Actually, it's
bald is all hell. Like.
And why? Like
no hair on his.
If I was a small person, like I would be like, oh,
a lot of hair on his arms, though.
I'm a little small, don't you?
Weirdly, he's also wearing like a tank top.
I'm coming down over here near the heel.
And a Speedo. He's wearing a tank top and a Speedo, and I didn't...
He's balding in the front of his head,
up,
but
dude.
He has like a mullet, yeah, yeah. But he's balding in the front.
Like, have you ever seen a nose that, like...
I also just shit my pants right now.
He also is just shitting his pants constantly.
I'll do it right now.
He smells like shit. It's crazy.
Shitting his pants? Okay.
All right, but... For real though, actually, Alex is probably the only man in San Francisco I would consider having sex with. He is that attractive. I am serious. What a good looking man.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. no, for real though, Alex is my number one ride or die. Outside of Shawa, DJ Shawa. I don't know where she is. Hopefully she's coming soon. I mean, I feel like it's imminent, right? She's got to be.
Imminent. It's an imminent.
She's got to be coming around the corner.
Sound effects.
I will say this, guys. I'm so excited to have actually bartenders from the
From
the goddamn neighborhood. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How hard is it to kick people out of the Peaks at 2 a.m. these days?
Because I got really good at it.
I was really good at it. Yeah?
I have a hard time kicking people. I was actually just talking to Alex about this.
Alex is the best.
Dude, I am not good at it.
You gotta listen to Alex.
This just happened. One of the busiest nights I've ever had at the bar. Like, I did 2,600 in sales.
That's all you.
Working on my own, and by the time it was like 1:40, there was still like 30 people in the bar.
Everyone's there.
There were still mad.
And they think they're all hanging out until 2:30.
Yeah, right. And I looked around. I'm like, okay, it's last call. But you know, when you do last call, that's still another drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's for a lot of people, a beer like they babysit.
They nurse
it.
That.
Yeah,
bitch.
They nurse it.
I'm like, so anyway.
So I did last call. And a lot of people still got drinks. I was like, okay, maybe I could get people out of here at a reasonable time. But then it hit two. I was like closing, but then it hit two. Yeah. I was like doing my closing shit, trying to like ignore the fact that there were so many people in the bar. I was doing like side shit. But yeah, at a certain point it hit two and I was like, okay, leave, you know?
Everyone can eat shit.
Like, leave
shit.
Yeah.
Leave the bar.
Yeah. Get out.
And they did it, though.
Yeah.
They did
it. Literally, I will go take that fucking drink out of that hand.
So like, many people. So it actually. People did not leave. It was like 2:15.
Can I move?
Until everybody got out.
Can I direct the.
I was like, consistently. I was like, leave. But literally, people, I would say, leave the bar. And they'd be like, cool. And then they just go back to talking.
Now, to be fair, I did that to you also the night when I came by. And I was like, you were like, everyone out. And I was like, yeah, but not me. Though, right?
Well, but it's different if it's like if you're my homie.
Don't you want to hang out with me until
so many people
7
in the bar? I'm like, I don't know you. Leave the fucking bar. Like,
now can I redirect right here to Mr. Solis here?
Because I've seen.
Welcome, man.
Welcome back. I have seen this man produce one of the best get the fuck outs I've ever seen in my life.
It's wait, like what's this. The song that you like? Well, you he plays
actually. Okay, hold on.
He said, "Glad you asked."
Now that you mention that, we should make an AI song.
He has a whole ass playlist.
Let's make an AI song of "Get the Fuck Out." So, but I saw you do this. I saw you do this one night. This was hilarious. People were playing pool. This guy was like shooting, and you like got down and you like you picked up the eight ball and you were like, no, no.
Did you?
It was so funny.
No, no.
He picked up the eight ball and the guy was down on the cue ball. And he was like, no, no, I'm so sorry. He picked up the fucking eight ball and this guy was like behind the cue ball.
No.
He was like, can't we just finish this game?
No.
No, no.
No, no.
No, no. It was so fucking funny, dude. It was. And by the way, he's also kicked me out, too, where I've been like, Alex, but me and you are fucking.
And he was like, nah.
He's like, hey, man.
I kicked my cousin out before.
He's like, I love you, bro.
Out of here, bro. Like, he's I want to go home. Like,
he goes like this, I love you. And then he's.
You know what?
Wait, Alex, what was that song? He played me a song earlier that he.
So it's.
Glad you asked.
We're gonna make the Suno AI song of Get the Fuck Out.
But like the best part is like when people are all like, I'm like, hey guys, come on, like you guys gotta get up out of here, and then they're like, oh yeah, for sure. So anyway, like I was, and I'm like, okay, and I'll turn everything off, but I'll just play this Too Short song. Shout out to Too Short.
Uh huh.
It's time to go.
All right. Now
that's a perfect closing.
That's pretty
song.
Good. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's better than closing
now,
time.
It, here's the thing, though.
It sucks because they always like dance to it.
It's time to go, and they're like, "Yo,
fuck about it.
Yo, this is fucking sick."
Like, no, but listen to the lyrics.
Suddenly, it's they're putting 50 cents into the fucking pool table. No, yeah. No.
I was like, nope.
That's a dollar.
I'm
first
still
of all.
Dead at the thing that absolutely you just not. Said. That he was like. He just picked up the ball and was like, no, no.
No, no. Oh, no, no. It was really fucking funny, too. Because this dude was actually down. He was down on the shot. And Alex just went, I swear to God, it was the funniest shit I've ever seen. Alex just gets to and he goes, no, no.
But the thing is, like get the fuck up out of here. Like, fuck you guys, dude. I want to go home.
I don't care.
Nice. Like, fuck you guys. Like, I want
to
get the
I'll
fuck
tell
up
you
out
this.
Here.
I'll tell you this. At the hall, one of our biggest issues is we have 8 pool tables, right? Nice. So, at the time of closing, I walk around. I go, 15 minutes, guys. 15 minutes. Last game. Then I go around. And after I've done that, all of a sudden I look and I'm like, this motherfucker just racked a brand new goddamn game.
Wait, hold up.
Didn't he just rack a brand new game?
Are you racking it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I walk over and I'm like, guys, I said no. I said last game. And now I see, like, you had 3 balls on the table. Now all of a sudden there's 12
it's
so balls
rude.
On the table.
It is
so
rude.
So I walk over. Dude. It like, is. It's so
you?
Rude.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah. Like,
what the
fuck?
Like,
first of all, these are people who, like, know me. They know me. And I'm like, I'm trying to get
that's
home.
That's the reason, though, Willie. You know, that's the reason
I'm trying
they
to get
do
home,
it, though.
Too.
It's because they know
well,
you.
No.
They feel comfortable.
But I've,
they're
but
like,
I've
oh,
also,
I can do it because I know, you know.
Of course. Willie's my guy.
Willie's my guy. Like, I know
course,
Willie. Oh,
okay,
I could rock a game at 152. I could rock a game
right
now.
They do it. They do
sometimes
it.
Sometimes that might be
they do it like,
okay. At, but you hide when all the people leave. Then you can fucking finish.
They do it at like 2:03. They're racking up a new game.
Oh, hell no,
When I come back around, here's what I do. My new move. I just walk up and I just go, all right, guys, that's fucking, that was fun.
You know what you should
I just,
say?
I just start
you know what
dragging
you should
the balls
say
to
is,
the side.
No, no.
No, no.
You should just say,
no, no.
You should just take the balls off and say, no, no.
No, no.
No.
I think you should just turn the hose on someone. People don't want to get wet for some reason.
The hose on?
I mean, listen.
Girl, what?
That's if like, I could spray some motherfuckers
like,
down, yes,
over,
I absolutely
like,
would.
Like, I mean,
I absolutely would
all the time with because I would like
in the mic.
I'd come up. Like,
I mean, I'll
come
turn it up
because I would like visit fucking Dwight and like all of them because I fuck with them. But like you would always be over there when I was like Jesus when
no,
I was
I guess
when I was living out in the Outer Sunset. So you were over at Chuck Pug, but like when it was last call and you called last call, like, I'm like, okay, bet, I'm out. Like, I would, like, even if I said, I was like, hey, I'm a bartender too, blah, 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 and I'd, like, tip you, like, I tip you out.
But she'd be like, if you call
last call at 120, like, I'm like, okay, here, hey, am I closed out? Boom, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, and I would fucking leave.
Because that's what people don't,
like, no, that's.
Well, because
you. You're, like, considerate.
You're part of the
club. It also gives you time to get to a store to get more liquor.
Dude,
this is your window of opportunity, motherfucker.
Go to the fucking. Go to the after party. Get the fuck out of here.
Why are you at someone's house? And keep it going.
Go.
But it ain't so here.
Why are you outside of the bar? Like,
why are you standing out front? Yeah.
Hey, dude, can I use the bathroom again? Doing? Like, no, fuck you, bro.
Yeah, what
like,
are you doing?
Fuck you. Like, I already locked up.
Yo, you just charged my phone.
Hey, come on, man. I'm just going to go pee pee.
Serious?
It's like, no, bro. I saw you fucking piss in a tree about like five times tonight. Fucking go.
Yeah,
no. Now you want to use the bathroom all of a sudden?
Pee and charge your phone at 2:05?
It's so funny, Willie, though. It's so funny that you brought up. It's so funny that you brought up people rocking at like, oh, too late, right? When you're about to fucking close. That just happened to me the other day.
Yeah.
It was literally, I did last call at 1:30. Reasonable time. That's the normal time to do last call.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a couple of people, they started rocking a game at like, I think it was like 1:50. I looked at them, I was like, are you really rocking a
game
right
now? Are you serious right now?
But I looked at them, I was like, because I'm too nice. I'm
both
a little
of you guys suck at pool. I know this game
like,
is not going to end in half an hour.
Is this really that important? But also, I looked at them, I'm like,
let us finish our game.
You can play it, but you have 5 minutes.
I do not care about your game of pool.
It's disrespectful.
I'm so sorry.
You have
your
literally
one game
5
of pool.
Minutes.
Your one game of pool. You think I care about your one game of pool? Also, tomorrow's a new day, my guy. There will be another game of pool.
You could just play. And yeah, you're right, though. They both suck. Like, why are you even trying
there
to
will
play?
Be another game
so, why are you so down to play pool at that
now,
time?
Now, here's like, the beauty of Trish, by the way. I'm gonna give another shout out to my favorite person in the world, Trish. DJ Dish. Trish. She has entered the world of pool in a crazy way. She comes from the bartending world, the service industry.
Are you going to pool, Trish?
She's a fucking... Fuck, by the way, she also has a law degree. Let's just fucking be real.
Okay, wait, what?
This is a woman who is cultured.
Yeah. Wait,
cultured,
did you study philosophy? Was that your minor or like major?
No,
she studied
I had two
law.
Majors and two minors.
I know, but a lot of people who study law, they get philosophy degrees.
Oh. A lot of people do political science. I thought that was boring.
In the mic.
I thought that was boring. So I just kind of good
philosophy boring. Too smart for that shit. That's Trish.
Anyway,
too smart for philosophy.
Yeah, my logic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fair.
Good or bad? I know.
Fair.
Good. Anyways,
you gonna let her talk?
So wait, so you did it? So you did it studying philosophy? What did you say?
But what I was getting to, hold on. What I was getting to,
in Spanish.
What I was getting to is that she has like hit the ground running when it comes to this fucking pool scene, because these motherfuckers do just try their hardest to.
I mean, I don't know how an hour and a half isn't a motherfucking hour and a half.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Oh, no, that's it's good. Yeah.
But I will always back you up, Trish. So when you need it, FYI.
I'm going to get weird. I'm going to start hovering around them.
Please do.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, fuck all those pool players that come into bars. Because you know what? They're like, hey, we need two pool tables. Because, like, guess what? I show up here with my fucking own fucking pool stick.
Excuse me.
I show up here with my pool stick, but I need a whole fucking, like, pool table to practice. I'm like, no. Hey, shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. You guys are drinking water and fucking, like, Diet Pepsi. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, just go. Go ahead and just like do that over there, and then let everybody else play.
First of all,
everybody else play. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
You're not.
Am I wrong? I'm looking at you. I'm looking.
First of all,
right
I am
you.
A pool player.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I am a pool player.
So
but you're like, I need a practice to
but,
use.
But
no.
But I could. But I'm also a bartender. I can recognize.
You,
no way.
I recognize both sides. I recognize both sides.
But now you see like how they like push the limit.
No, I do.
I thought for sure if you spoke
to them,
that
they would
like comply.
I pick bartender over pool player every single time.
Well,
I pick bartender. I'm
pool
sorry.
Pool player's pretty cool, though. I mean, it's cool to be
No.
Cool.
Okay, we just have the number one.
We had
the number one, SBB. We have pictures of Trish bending this motherfucker's ear. It was hilarious.
He was showing me his phone and himself as a kid.
Busting it down.
SBB, Shane Van Boning. She
in
was
like 2 minutes.
He was sitting on the couch. She was talking his ear off. Like
he was showing me ice fishing and fucking babies.
Yeah, he's an ice fisher. This motherfucker.
Oh, for sure. Was that his Tinder profile?
No, but we talked about.
I'm so confused. What okay. even? So wait.
This guy had a pitcher of water the whole ass day. What? He never peed once.
Water drinking ass bitch.
He drank a whole pitcher of water every day. He played 8 hours.
Pussy.
Never.
He didn't
peed.
Lose. And he
never
didn't
peed.
Lose, didn't take a
never
break.
Lost.
Didn't
never.
Eat.
Yeah.
So wait, what, is he a sociopath?
He's a robot.
Is he okay?
He's like a machine.
He's not
should
normal.
We check on him?
Yeah.
Like, is he all right?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a little.
So this. So weird, this but... date on actual fucking people who murdered people. Like
no. He definitely has murdered.
He has someone in his basement.
He
right?
has murdered no. before. Yeah. And will
and
again.
He will murder
and will again. Yeah.
He has someone.
Do you ever meet people
right?
where you're like, yo, no dog, you've
murdered somebody.
Dude, you have real, definitely killed before, right?
Every night at work, I play pick your murderer, and I'll just say to two strangers, like
I know this is dive bar radio, and we shouldn't
go around and pick if someone was going to kill you in here. Who would it be? And so, and I go,
it's not me, by the way.
Myself, play it at your bar, and like because I'll just get a creep feeling.
I've never murdered.
That's so good. I'm so glad that you've never murdered somebody.
But it's really fun to play the game.
Thank you.
And then you're like, okay, you guys, just take a lap.
Can I tell you,
report
Trish?
Back.
Can I tell you?
And everybody's got different ones.
Michael Leahy. Okay, wait, hold on. This is actually, we shouldn't do this on
the air. You really cut her off?
Yeah, we shouldn't do this on the air, but
okay,
you know the guy with the fucking... You know the guy with the fucking, he's really tall and he has like the mohawk, but he doesn't stick it up?
He seems like he was the Russian guy.
He doesn't stick it up? He doesn't stick it up, right?
No.
Murdered. He
usually
going to
pay double for that.
Murder.
Welcome back.
He has murdered.
He wears
spandex
shorts under his regular
he
shorts,
has
so he like
murdered.
Really bend and lunge
right?
when he's playing pool.
Yeah.
Whoa, no. Wait. Yeah. Can we go?
Yeah. He has.
Hold
murdered.
On. Let's cycle back. Wait. What did you say? So you said somebody had underwear. That...
Oh no, he wears spandex shorts under like blousy shorts. This man, he's very tall.
Yeah.
And he does like deep lunges. Like he takes up a lot. Right.
Hey, you know that yeah. boy got a bidet, yeah. bro. You know for sure he is not. Hey,
so one
cheeks are
one
for
time
so
I saw
swamped
him.
Up.
Need a bidet,
one time I saw him, he missed the shot and he went like
ooh,
wow. I didn't think that was gonna be that crazy. But like he slammed like the pool table.
Yeah, right.
And I was walking by, I was like, yo. And
calm it down.
And when I came back around, I was like, hey man, by the way, please don't slam our pool tables. And he was like,
thank you. Hey,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, thank
I'm
you
so
for saying
sorry.
That because also, like, as bartenders, like, the biggest fucking ick I got is people fucking, like, slamming on the bar or fucking, like, putting their fucking credit cards, which it's like, I get it. You got good credit. Metal credit cards and just does
dude,
shit like that. And, like, I'm like, hey, bro, not do that, please.
The amount of times I've had somebody, like, they take their drink, their, like, pint glass when it's empty and they just, like,
oh yeah,
they slam it on the as in like, hey,
and you're like, God.
I look at them.
What are you
and
doing?
I'm just like,
you dumb bitch.
Okay.
Well, I just ignore it. Well, I have to
by
like
way,
take a sec because
did.
It pisses me off so much. Because to me, I'm like, is that not manners, bitch? Learn your manners.
Do you guys hear the fucking buzz that suddenly happened?
No,
that is buzzy.
Thank you. So
isn't that
okay.
not
so,
so
when
rude?
I, when
would you
I,
ever do that?
When I worked at the Peaks, do you know what I did twice?
What?
I did this twice at the Peaks. First, you know that chalk fucking thing that everybody puts their hands on before they play pool?
Jeremy.
And then they cover the whole ass table with chalk?
Uh-huh.
I threw that shit in the trash.
Why?
Because the fucking this sucks, dude.
It's gross.
They cover the table in chalk, dude.
Because it sucks.
Jeremy.
Just wash your fucking hands, you fucking asshole.
Well, no, that's the point. But, Willie, that's the point of
the other thing I did. The other thing
I did.
When
you wash your hands, it's hard to take a shot.
The other thing I did. Behind the bar, we have like 5 dice cups full of whatever.
Ugh.
One time, I threw the whole ass thing in the trash.
I
threw all 5 dice cups and all the dice in the trash. And I was like, I'm just going to see if anybody notices that the dice are all gone tomorrow.
Did they notice?
Yeah. And then you know what they did? They
pause,
fucking
like,
bought more.
Yeah.
They bought more. But
what the hell? Where's all the dice here?
But when I'm hell? Fucking, what when I'm fuck? Working, when I'm working at the end of the bar, it's just.
Oh, I hate that.
That's 24, motherfucker! And it's like, alright, guys.
Wow, fuck, I rolled the 17. Fuck, man.
I just won $2.
That was the most exciting thing to me.
You guys all won $2. 17. And congratulations, you won $2.
I rolled a fucking Quincy Quarter. Fucking
and they're 17. Just fucking slamming the bar like nonstop. And I'm like, oh, guys, nobody else is having fun now in the bar. Except for you. Except for the four of you.
And just like the bartender at the POS, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just like acting like I'm fucking like goddamn fucking
they come over
Vietnam
to me,
veteran,
like,
just fucking like
Willie,
fucking
Willie,
shit.
Willie, 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 change $10 for 10 ones because I need to fucking.
Which is also a great fucking Vietnam
I need
joke.
To play for a
how
10.
How many Vietnam veterans does it take to unscrew a light bulb?
How many?
You weren't there, man.
Yeah, you weren't there, bro. Oh, my fucking all God.
9/11, right. Never forget.
We are all bartenders. It's very clear.
We are all bartenders.
Okay. It's been proven. It has been proven. You know
9/11, never forget.
You know what, guys? There's another big problem going on in the world today.
Jewish.
Okay. Venezuela.
Okay, hold on.
Venezuela.
Shut down. We're
wait,
to get
so
a,
he's actually just got 86 from every bar in the city.
It's not the Jews.
From America.
The Jews are fine.
Are
you
they?
Are right. Jews are
most
fine.
Of them
Jews.
Are fine.
We love Jews.
Most
anyways,
of them are
fine.
Anyways,
what are we trying to say?
There's only a few I don't like.
Anyways, what were you going to say?
Metal doesn't melt, dude.
And I don't like them based on the Jewishness.
Metal doesn't melt.
I only don't like them based on...
Everything?
Hey, you know, I feel like... You,
based
Jews,
on
Jews get
genocide.
A bad rap, but you know who's where? Like, Italians.
I mean,
oh!
Yeah.
Italians fucking...
Listen.
Anyways.
Yeah, I didn't love Rome, because...
We can all
Rome
agree.
Rome actually sucks. Real hit.
Thank you.
It we does. Can all agree. We
fuck
all would have come
honestly,
up with pasta
Italian?
Or vegetables.
Bagel bites are better than
dude,
fucking
I'm,
pizza.
I am not... I'm so, in my...
Thank you, cheers.
Yeah.
I
in my
you.
Bartending career, I have
I'm
worked
sorry.
For many Italians.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like a love
keep
hate.
Keep going.
I think
one
that
more time.
They are...
Keep it going.
God damn it. I think it's like a love hate because they are very like passionate and like you know they are like really into the business that they own and it's that's really cool to see.
Sure.
But they also
the hair though
suck in the sense that they're like just I don't know. They are like
listen, I put tomatoes on top of pasta before it. It's not that special.
You know what? Glad you said that because guess
cheese,
what? Everyone's always
cheese,
talking
tomato,
about fucking
pasta.
Like pineapples are not allowed on fucking like on pizza. But guess
cheese,
what?
Tomato,
pineapple's
pasta.
A fucking fruit. Guess what else is a fruit? A fucking tomato.
Yeah. Let's
so
go.
Pineapples
let's
are
go.
Allowed.
Tomatoes
ipso facto.
By the way, hold on. You know what's a
fucking,
really you know what's a really good ass pizza? Is
spicy.
Don't stop at the pasta. Yes.
Spicy pasta.
Put some jalapenos
pizza.
On that bitch.
Which is actually
dude,
a great name for a pizza. Don't stop till you stop. Don't stop till you drop.
Put pineapple and jalapeno.
But you know what? Okay, to redeem
pineapple
myself
jalapeno.
A little bit. So I talked about Italian.
Pineapple
okay.
jalapeno.
To redeem myself, I realized that, you know, I feel like that's kind of just like a cultural thing. Like, I feel
sure.
like Italians are just like very passionate. Like, when I say Italians, I mean like born and like raised
sure.
in Italy,
yeah.
immigrated
yeah.
to America.
The kind of Italian
they're just
that surrounds,
so passionate that,
that
to
surrounds
me,
a white woman who's on vacation. With 12
sure.
of their homies.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, that kind of guy.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, you know, it was just hard to get used to, I think, because I've worked at, like, three Italian restaurants now.
Sick.
I've worked around a lot of Italians. They, you know, I just feel like they just, you know, they're just so passionate. To the point, though, where it's like, they will, like, you know, I've been, like, yelled at in front of customers, all this shit, that... I didn't, obviously, I found very disrespectful, but then I realized, like, I feel like that's a cultural thing.
It's
like,
just,
they're just like, this is my business.
Cultural.
This
yeah.
is like, I'm
yeah.
so into it that I'm like,
yeah.
you know.
My mom was down
I
over
gotcha.
There, down
you
the,
know
down
what,
the street.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, at least you haven't worked at a Polish place because
I have,
that's when it.
I have not. I can't say I've worked for any Polish.
I can't think of any Polish cuisine.
I honestly can't. Like a schnitzel? That's German.
And by
German.
The way, this
yeah.
is Dive Bar Radio, the only
The only
this is the official Italian racist. We're not racist if we're racist against everybody.
But we're racist against Italians.
The English racism is like
the English
and Polish people.
I mean, they're shitty.
Maybe Polish
too,
and Italian.
Yeah. And Mexicans. Wait, so wait, and Mexicans. That shit is too spicy.
Don't get me started on Mexicans right
Trish
now.
Trish made a good point though. Like what?
Nicaraguans.
What even is? What even is Polish cuisine? She made a good point. Like, what even is Polish cuisine? You made a good point.
Delicious.
Sausage and tomatoes, I guess, on a plate.
But
I feel like it's right. I feel like it's like kind of sad. I feel like it's like sad looking.
There's only one
like British food.
There's only one culture. There's only one culture. That tries to cut.
We come over here with baked beans and bread, right?
Actually, beans on toast.
We gonna go ahead and steal all your fucking your culture, right? Put it on a fucking museum, yeah.
People hate.
You know what I really like to do? You know what I like to do?
What?
I really like to do. You know, fucking chimichangas going to El Monterey. El Monterey chimichangas.
That's the whitest shit I've ever heard you say.
El Monterey chimichangas on a piece of toast.
You talking about the frozen and then you fucking eat chimichangas?
It? No. Yes. Oh, yeah, you are?
And then you eat it. And then you eat it on top of a piece of white bread. Yes.
Wait, that's wild.
It's so good.
Those are actually delicious.
Don't you dare talk shit about me until you try it. Beans on toast? Are you telling me?
Don't tell my mom or my aunties or my tias or my grandma.
El Monterey on toast?
I'm not saying it's better, what I'm saying is that
chimichanga on toast.
It's good.
I'm telling you.
No, it's a chimichanga.
Have y'all ever had? I'm actually curious. Have y'all ever had a full English breakfast?
Have you also all had
just the tea, like the hot tea called English breakfast?
Wait, you've never had an English breakfast?
That is what.
No,
some
I stayed away from the food as much as
and
I could.
I'm
real mayonnaise-y.
So sorry, you guys, but
welcome back.
But we are definitely going to go to a break. Wait, hold on. I tried to hit a button and didn't. Oh, you know why? You know why?
Why?
I'm on the wrong thing. But not anymore.
Were we not recording?
Dive Bar Radio on Radio Valencia. FM.
Six in the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back window, I make my escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my old school tape. Mad with no music, happy cause free. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket, weighing at least a grand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close at hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask. Word. See my homeboys cooling way out. Told them about my morning cold, bugged them out. Shot a little dice till my knees got sore. Kicked around some stories about the night before. To the corner where the fly girls chill. Threw action at some freaks till one bitch got ill. She started acting silly, simply would not quit. Call us all punk pussy, said we are one shit. As we walked over to a hoe, continued to speak. So we beat the bitch down in the goddamn street. But just living in the city is a serious task. Bitch didn't know what hit her, didn't have time to ask. Rolling in a blazer with a Louis interior. Solid gold, riding raw. Bust the left turn was on Crenshaw. Shiny shine was the driver, don't need your freak's hell. Had a beeper going off like a high school bell. Looked in the mirror, what did we see? Fucking blue lights, LAPD. Pig searched our car, their day was made. Found an Uzi 44 and a hand grenade. Threw us in the county, high-powered block. No freaks to see, no beats to rock. Want trouble, but the shit must fly. Squabble with the sucker, shanked him in the eye. But just living in the county is a serious task. Nigga didn't know what happened, didn't have time to ask. Back
streets after five in the deuce. 7 years later, but still had to choose. My homeboy Henji put me up on the track. Told me E's rolling villain, BJ's got the sack. Bruce is a giant that sees clocking dough. Bebop's a pimp, my old freak's a hoe. The batting ram's rolling, rocks are the thing. Life has no meaning and money is king. Then he looked at me slowly and Hen had to grin. He said, man, you out early, we thought you got 10. Opened up his safe, kicked me down with cold cash. Knew I would get busy, he didn't waste the ass.
Word.
I bought a Benz with the money, the rest went on clothes. Went to the strip, start pimping the hoes. My hair grew long on my 7 year stay. When I got it done on my shoulders it lay. Hard from the joint but full out of my heart. I didn't want trouble but the shit had to start. Out with my crew, some punks got loud. Shotgun blasts echoed through the crowd. Six punks hit, two punks died. All casualties were applied to their side. Human lives had to pass just to talk a bunch of trash. We didn't know who they were, no one had time to ask.
It's too late to talk to you, and it's too soon to say goodbye. Listen wherever you may be, you still live inside my mind.
Can I call that devil? This one's for you!
something about me to match. I like to low cut jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. Then drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm hammering sulfur, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat. Call me Mr. Kleenex, I'm so cold. Icy wrist like I've been making snow cones. What's up, homes? What size them rims is? 22 motherfucking inches. Seats big as benches. I never touch wrenches. The only work I do is working these bitches. My palm itches, that means money. Have you ever seen bling? Bling when it ain't sunny? This ain't funny. They can't slow me down. Big bad wolf can't blow me down. Every bad bitch wanna blow me now. Oh, you know me now. Oh, you my homie now. I get dumb, Stewie in your face. Hop out the Benz with the Louis briefcase. Cheapskate, fuck the price. You ain't really cool if you ain't got ice. There's a little something about me to match. I like the low cut jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. Then drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm hammering sulfur, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat. Drink it, whip ship, fresh off the dock. A mafia type, drink scotch on the rocks. The weed man love me, I cop hold a pops. Do a donut on the cops, fuck the shots, make the car hop. Shake me locks, all the hoes jock. I make them robots, they bring me swole knots. I bring them show knots, boy Dre spit heaters. Photo mob shots, don't fuck with two seaters. I fuck with two heaters, identical twins. I ain't feeling the hen, man, I'm killing the gin. Rhyme's stealing again, dime's stealing again. Stab the blood out a nigga like I'm still in the pen. Elvis sexy, fuck her, she's sexy. I fuck with Naomi Yuck, fuck with Quinn and Messi. C-R-E-S-T, the Bay, I'm mapping this. Niggas start slapping this, asapolis. There's a little something about me to match. I like to low cut jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. Then drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm hammering sulfur, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat. Man, they go to police. I'm not tripping. I'm too legit to quit, and I'm squeaky clean pimping. If they see me when I'm dipping, I got L to barges and a square bitch with me to take the charges. I'm fly as a partridge, keep an extra cartridge down like linoleum, rugs and carpets. When I park it, the Benz rim still spin on market and on feral. I still pimp. You still rent? I got four paid for. It's Mac Dre Ghost taking your pesos. Cause I like gravy on my potatoes. Rapping break hoes is how my day goes. On fire like Dago, I'm out of control. Like KC Cheese, I'm on the road. I'm on the road like the Greyhound bus. The hoes hound us and always surround us. The Adams Mark Suite is where they found us. It's home run hits, no flies or grounders. There's a little something about me to match. I like to low cut jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. Then drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm hammering sulfur, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat.
We're back.
It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
No matter how hard you can get it.
To the middle.
Your best friends.
Yep.
On Radio Valencia.
The bartenders from the
.FM.
In the heart of the Mission of San Francisco.
It's the hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
Fish though.
She has a twin sister.
Oh my god.
You fucked my whole
head. It is now buzzing like a motherfucker. Shower.
Okay, that's probably me.
Just tap something over there. Just tap it. Just a little tippy tap. By the way, DJ Contagion with a K.
Oh yeah, Contagion.
DJ Contagion with a K is here. You kind of had it. You kind of had it, and then. Oh wait, no.
I have to stand by this.
Oh no, I really, I don't want you to. I really don't want you to. I want you to.
Information.
All right, you know what? We'll deal with it. DJ Contagion with a K is here. Talk it in the mic, DJ Contagion.
What?
No, there it is. It's perfect.
Are we missing? We're missing a mic somewhere.
We also no, I don't think so.
Oh,
we also have.
I'm just gonna share the whiskey.
Uh huh. Other than the whiskey, we also have. We got DJ Solis. We got DJ DJ Kendall
Kiki.
DJ Stairs.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
She said.
We also have
hi.
DJ Dish.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, of course we do.
Why does everyone have new DJ names?
What's that?
Why can't I ever have a DJ name?
I think we should give you a DJ name.
No,
what
I don't.
I mean,
do you want a different DJ name? Because we can do
we
that.
We can give you that right now.
Yeah.
No, it's like fine.
A, DJ Dope as Fuck, who
okay, better.
Never drops a tray.
Get up.
I did watch you drop
welcome
a tray.
Back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Here we are.
Hello,
Kitty is British.
I think we should.
In fairness,
I can plug you in.
Ever.
I can plug you in.
Instead of this,
you see.
That
one. That's fine too. All right. Wait. There you go. All right. I want to see who's the best at this.
Me.
All right. Are you ready? Wait. Are you ready? Because here's what we're gonna do.
I don't hear shit.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, we're doing it in a circle.
No.
Welcome back.
There it is. That was sick. Okay.
Absolutely.
Alex is good at it.
Let's hear DJ Stairs.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Welcome back.
This is the man who started this whole thing.
Welcome
give it to
are
me
we,
one
are
more
we
time.
Yet?
No, let Alex Solis. Do it. He's good at it.
Welcome back.
DJ,
coming over
there
here.
There it is. Yeah, coming over here.
Over on the
side. We got a little bit of traffic on the I-95 right now.
We're back.
We're here at 390.4.
This
playing
is,
the pop hits.
Is,
welcome back.
Welcome
Radio
back.
Valencia.
Sometimes you're going to put paint where it ain't, but I'll tell you what right now.
It goes like this.
double dax.
Welcome back, everybody, to RadioValencia.fm. My name is DJ Straight Willie Dills. We are back, Dive Ready. Bar Radio. And I am so excited to let everybody know that DJ Contagion with a K.
Yes, with a K.
With a K. Okay.
With a K.
Also, a.k.a. DJ Shawa. DJ Shawa, welcome.
Hey. My lips are finally better.
Your lips are better?
Yeah, dude, it's a trip.
I've been thinking about your lips all day.
Oh, my God.
I've been hoping that they would be better.
Hang on, I'm
they're better now?
They're better.
Oh,
they're better.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They haven't been bad all day, though.
I'm so excited.
But I think...
Yeah?
I don't know. Do you think they might do a cookie recall? Because, like...
Uh-huh.
Because, okay, so the weirdest shit just happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I went and I was getting snacks for us, right?
Yeah.
And we got grandma's cookies. And I couldn't open the wrapper, so I opened it with my teeth.
Uh-huh.
And my lips start... And my tongue... It just went on fire.
Oh.
Like, it's like I ate some mace or pepper spray.
Wait, why?
Or like a ghost pepper.
It was like
I have no idea. Something was on the bag.
On the wrapper?
Yeah, apparently something
of grandma's cookies.
Yes.
Yeah,
like it was really freaky because it just kept getting worse.
So wait, you tried to open grandma's cookies?
You tried to
with
open
your
grandma's
mouth,
cookies
and
with
then
her
it
mouth.
Hurt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like my lips were
like
burning
ice. Open grandma's
for
cookies
a good
so
20 minutes.
Hit her
like
with that
really
fucking.
Bad.
Hit her with
really
that
bad.
Fucking.
And I'm like, what? Was there like a
but what
pepper
was on
spray?
The
there was a pepper
so
spray.
Confused.
Confrontation at the liquor store last night, maybe.
All right, by the way, after we're done, after
that's
we're done tonight,
not like, a confrontation at the liquor store.
After we're done tonight with the radio show, we're gonna go out. After.
We're gonna eat grandma's cookies.
No. We're gonna go find.
I saved it. We're gonna swab the wrapper.
Oh fuck yeah! Oh
yeah.
We're gonna
be like detectives, and we're gonna figure out
what
listen,
the fuck it
I'm
was.
Like Batman. I'm gonna
we're gonna run
throw it into the fucking into the
pH
matrix.
Thing.
I have a bat cave. It's the Willie Dills cave. Yeah. I'm gonna throw it in
just
there.
Just don't show anyone the entrance.
Uh-huh. I mean, first I'm gonna throw up some stepsister porn and I'm gonna jerk off a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then I'm gonna get to the bottom.
Then you
of
have
this.
To hang a sign that says "Exit Only" on your entrance.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Trust me. Shower. DJ Contagion with a K. With a K.
Isn't it fun to say, though?
It is. I really like it. DJ Contagion with a K. We're going to get to the bottom of this, okay? I don't know what DJ Stairs is doing right now.
She's trying
to
make her mic work.
Oh, no, I mean, I can fix it.
I just need you to turn it up.
Well, yeah. Just get over there and just keep talking into it. I can turn it up or down. I have faders.
It is
this one. See these?
He has faders.
I have faders.
He's not just faded. He also has faders.
I mean, I'll try it.
I can't get over the grandma's cookies that had shit on the wrapper.
Yeah.
Like, why?
It was trippy.
You know,
where's the wrapper? Wait, show me the wrapper.
Oh, I wrapped it in paper and
First of all,
like, let me taste it. Like, what was it? Was it cool? Did it make you feel good?
No, it was just burning.
I think we need to all get a little.
And I was like, oh my God.
I'm concerned.
Okay, try it out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
See? She's getting it out of her purse.
I think we should wear gloves.
Let me see.
Get back in there.
Cavity search gloves.
And I didn't eat the cookies because then I was scared.
Get back in there.
So this is the wrapper.
Okay.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm touching it.
Just at the bottom. Don't touch it.
So wait, you touch this with your mouth and
we need to all. You guys, everyone touch it with your mouth.
But
everyone,
now I kind of want to touch it with my mouth.
Yeah, I kind of want you to.
Everyone,
so I'm going to do it.
Everyone settle down. Everyone,
here we go.
Absolutely not.
Everyone settle down. We are on the air.
Yes.
There is at least one person listening.
Look, we're going to see if it happens again. Lightning.
Our biggest. Our biggest fan.
Wait, what the fuck?
She put it in her mouth.
Dude, she's not lying.
Wait, did you?
That shit does burn.
Did you just lick it?
Yeah. Because I thought because I was like, what, maybe it's just her experience.
We're being scientific.
Okay, yo, let me lick it.
What
let
the
me
fuck?
Lick it.
Wait, what the hell is on this wrapper? No, for real?
I need to lick it.
Actually, for real, they need to recall that shit because that burns. It burns.
See, I don't.
Immediately. I immediately felt it.
Oh my God, no.
It burns. It's
hold on.
It burns.
Oh my God, everyone's licking it.
Okay.
Somebody it might be like a pesticide.
Somebody put something on.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Okay, we all just got COVID.
We all just got a weird disease.
We all got
from
COVID.
From licking grandma's cookies.
Not me.
Yeah.
I want you guys to know I did not lick the bag.
Fuck? Hold on, wait. What
I'm
was
so
that?
Concerned because people, like, kids buy that shit. Like, why the fuck? What the fuck?
DJ Maddie Stairs talking to the mic one more time.
I did not lick the bag. I want you guys to know.
You are right, by the way. This is the fader.
Yeah. I know, because I moved the fucking plug.
Have you worked in audio before?
I literally moved the plug from that one to that one, and then I lined it up.
She does a podcast.
I'm not an idiot, contrary to popular belief.
Okay.
I don't understand how they're selling this shit.
I'm turning them down.
Honestly, that is wild.
I,